The grand doors of the Chamber of the Seven flew open. Across that reverberating expanse of polished darkness strode Ivara, dragging her prize. Before the assembled council, she dropped him, and with it, the Myrmidon's battered helmet. Here he would meet justice at the hands of his own people. Here, her fallen friends would be avenged. She beheld the Seven, awaiting their judgment. The Myrmidon got to his feet, cleaning dust from one shoulder with a contemptuous flick. One of the Seven leaned forward, removing a curious thing from their slender head, a lattice of delicate silver, placing it on the elevated, chest-high curve of obsidian that separated her from them. Instantly, the Myrmidon collapsed, lifeless, to the floor. Ivara did not understand. Why? Why? A stately voice intoned her name. There stood Executor Ballas. He told her, "You have been battle and loyalty tested. Your companions, they were found wanting. They failed to adapt, failed to overcome, and so they are no more. But you, Ivara, you shall live. You shall be remembered." Her battle comrades, as we know, were not.